So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Amr lo kinsi shtar chayiv zeh. If he gave her the get, telling her it was a loan document, or if she found it behind him, read it, and realized it was a get, it is only effective if he then tells her this is your get. Rashi adds, he can say this even after she already has the get. Regarding Oyim Shemitzase Me'achayrib, the Gemara explains that although Tli Gitech Malgabe Karka Loyim Aklum, if she takes the get from the floor or anywhere else, it is not valid because the get requires Venasin for the husband to give it to his wife. Nevertheless, the get is valid if Mitzase Me'achayrib, because the Mishnah is speaking of where Arak Locharze Bishalafte, the get was tucked into his belt and he turned towards her, assisting her in retrieving it, thereby fulfilling the requirement of Venasin. The Mishnah continues, V'nasin b'yada v'hi yishena. If he places it in her hand while she is sleeping, ne'ura kaira v'arehu gita, and she then awakens and realizes it is a get, eina get at sheyemela hagitech. It is only effective when he then tells her this is your get. However, the Gemara cites a braisa with a dissenting opinion. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar aymer lo'ilam eina get at sheyitlenu heimeno v'yachzer b'tnenelo v'yemela hagitech. In all of these cases, he must first take the get back and then return it to her while telling her it is her get. The Gemara discusses another method of Nesina. Kasav la get v'nesan nebiyat avoda. If he placed the get into her slave's hand, it depends. Yashanu misham rasa harez a get. If the slave is asleep and she's guarding him, the divorce is valid because havi le chatsa mishtameris ledaita. Although chatsa mehaleches loikana, property that can move cannot acquire for its owner, and kol she'ilu mahalach loikana, oimid b'yoshiv loikana, it cannot do so even when standing still. However, the Mishnah refers to kafis, a slave who is bound and cannot move. However, neir, in the get, if the slave is awake, the divorce is not valid, because havilei chatzah ha-mishtameres shaloi ledaita, he guards himself independent of her instruction. Zak the Mishnah, ha'yisei medis b'shus harabim v'zarkulah. They were standing in the public area, and he threw the get towards her. Karav la megureshes, karav la ein megureshes. If the get lands close to her, she is divorced, and if it lands close to him, she is not divorced. Mechza al mechza, megureshes ve ein megureshes. If the status of the get is unclear, she must assume the stringencies of both a married and divorced woman. The Gemara suggests several criteria to define the closeness described in the Mishnah. Dalet amis shalai zeu karav la. Dalet amis shalai zeu karav la. If it falls within her 4 amas, she's divorced. But if it falls within his 4 amas, she is not, because dalet amas shel adam koines loy. The 4 amas surrounding a person are considered his domain and can acquire on his behalf. However, b'shtei kite edim, echad emeres karav loy, v'echad emeres karav la, if there is conflicting testimony where the get fell, her status is a safek. Rabbi Yechanan says that it's not a question of physical proximity. Rather, who yachal l'shamrei, v'hi ein yachal l'shamrei, zeh karav loy. If only he can guard the get, it is not a valid nesina, and she is not divorced. Hi yachal l'shamrei, v'hu ein yachal l'shamrei, zeh karav loy. If only she can guard the get, it is a valid nesina, and she is divorced. Shneim yachal l'shamrei, shneim ein yachal zeh mechza mechza. If they can both guard it, or they both cannot guard it by themselves, but only together, her status remains a safek. The Mishnah adds, V'chein le'in kiddushin. This halacha applies as well if a man throws kiddushin to a woman. Furthermore, V'chein le'in ha'chayv. This halacha also applies to a similar scenario regarding a loan. Amalei ba'al chayvai, zuroik li chayvi, uzurokai loi. If a creditor tells his debtor to throw him the money, and it is destroyed before he can retrieve it, karev l'malva, zacha ha'malva. If it landed close to the creditor, the loan is repaid and the malva suffers a loss. Karev l'leiva, ha'leiva chayv. If it landed close to the debtor, the loan is not repaid, and the leiva must pay again. Mechza mechza shneim yachleiku, the leiva must pay half. However, Yechanan commented on this halacha, legitin amru v'loy ledava achar. This halacha is not applicable in other cases, such as loans, which apparently contradicts the Mishnah. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah refers to a case where the creditor said, zroik lichevi v'tifater, explicitly exempting the debtor from responsibility, or zroik lichevi b'toyres gitin, assuring him that his responsibility would be similar to a case of gittin. In these cases, he is indeed exempt from the loan, and the creditor cannot claim mishata anibach, that he was merely joking. The Gemara addresses several other questionable nesinis. Get biyada u'meshicha biyadai. She has the get in her hand, but he is holding a string tied to the get. If he can pull the get back, she's not divorced because bein increases v'leka. The get must sever their connection and he is still connected to the get. An additional case. If he threw the get onto her hand, which was tilted downwards, afa bishagia get liyada in the mugarashis, the get is not effective, because as Rashi explains, kabbalah sheba liyada lav kabbalahi. She did not truly receive the get because it did come to rest, but immediately fell out of her hand. Additionally, her dalat amas cannot acquire the get, deloinach, because it did not actually land on the ground. Rashi explains that it got burned in the air before it reached the ground. Although it is a machlikas whether dalat amas sha'amru yesh lehen aver, the airspace of these four amas can also acquire one's behalf. However, ba'imedis agav hanar, the woman is standing on the riverbank. Demikara li'ibid koi. Its original trajectory was to fall into the river and not into the dalat amas. And as Rashi explains, the aver she'in the ro lenuach le'kani. The airspace is kaina only if it can potentially land on the ground.